Certain models of old cars are going up in value and yours might be one of them. Start texting if you've got an older car. It's very important. Don't text cars outside of these years. The years are 1962 to 2000. That's what we are looking at today. So maybe you're thinking of buying or you might be hoping to inherit one. Mark Haybittle is the Managing Director of Supercar Secrets and joins me once again. Mark, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Collie. How are you today?
Yeah, great, thank you. First of all, you've got to tell us, how much did that Aston Martin car sell for, the DB4 GT Zagato?
Yeah, well, it actually sold twice. So it sold late last year for $18.4 million, and then it resold again this year for $19.6 million.
Oh, so off the show.
It was a huge margin. It was only $1.2 million profit, which is minor in our world, but... yeah, it's still a profit nevertheless, you know, not too bad.
Well, I've been doing a bit of research actually into classic car collecting, and I was really surprised to actually learn that high flyers are buying cars as part of investment portfolios. I mean, even instead of shares, art, expensive watches, that kind of thing, it's classic cars like Porsches and Ferraris and that kind of thing that are becoming a part of an investment portfolio. Who would have thought?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what's going on worldwide now and has been for some time. Certainly, you know, if you look in Europe, you've got all the pension funds, which, Kylie, they're our equivalent of a superannuation fund here, and they've all got right out of property because it's so low in terms of return. I mean, property is only ever going to return you 3 or 4% per annum across 10 years, whereas these cars do 10 times that. So, you know, everyone's been getting into it for quite a while up in Europe and America and Great Britain. Of course, now the very smart people down here in Australia are doing the same thing because there's so much gain in these cars if you pick the correct cars that are the right year, the right model, the right transmission option, right colour and all those things. Got to be specific, but certain cars just absolutely fly in value, you know.
Now, I want to talk about the most expensive cars ever sold at auction. Clearly, these are most of pretty well out of reach for nearly all of us, but a Ferrari 250 GTO, I think that's the model, sold for $48 million in 2018. And then last year, that record was flattened by a Mercedes that sold for 135 million euros. I mean, these figures are mad. So on today's conversion, that's around 223 million Australian dollars for one car. Does that even blow your mind or is it just me?
Not really. We're used to it. I mean, we've handled a couple of the 250 GTO Ferraris that actually topped 100 million Australian. So when that Mercedes came up, which I have to say was only one of three that Mercedes actually had at their factory, they were the Uhlenlaut 300 SL, very special car. We weren't surprised, but we were actually pleased in a way because. Prior to that Mercedes, the only cars that had reached that kind of money were the Ferrari 250 GTOs because there was only 39 ever built. So to see the Mercedes reach essentially 223, as you said, Australian, that set a new benchmark. And we know of four cars that will come up this year which will exceed that. And, of course, as you know, Kylie, yourself, a rising tide lifts all boats. So when you've got those sorts of figures being achieved at the top end, then all the other collectible cars that are specifically the right car, right make, right model, right year, right everything, they all do the same thing. And they gain the same percentages, if not more, you know. So that's why it's such a great thing to be into at the moment.
Now, Peter in Lallana says the car he's always wanted since he was 14 years old, he's now 64, he adds, is a Porsche 911. He said, am I still likely to get one at the right price? I guess that's a very open-ended, how long's a bit of string question, but I like the vibe of it, Peter. Could Peter pick up a decent Porsche 911 at something, you know, at an affordable price, I guess he wants to know.
Well, look, it's very interesting. So there's two parts as the answer to that question. So 911 SCs, which were basically the most unloved 911 of all, but are now considered a real classic and really appreciating. Back in 2015, we were picking them up for $20,000, $18,000, and then reselling them in the UK for three times that. Interestingly enough, if we just park them all in the corner here in Australia, within 1 year, they went from 20,000 to 150. So by mid 2015, 2016, they were 150, but they have come back. So there's hope for the gentlemen in the sense that they've come back to under 100 grand now, and that is the only issue with buying brand name cars that have got Ferrari or Porsche on the front, that they go up and then back down again. So the answer to the question would be now it's more affordable for him to buy one than it would have been, say, 4 years ago, five years ago.
Yeah.
And probably good to get in because they will go up again. But then you need to sell out before they go back down again.
Sounds pretty exy. We've got Megan who is in Northern Tassie. Megan's got a Datsun 1200 1985 Ute, four-speed, two-door, two-cylinder, 1.2 litre. It's got 230,000 Ks on the clock. Hi, Megan.
Hello, how are you?
Good. So I've given the details of your car. It sounds like it's one that you're quite proud of. Do you want to know if it's worth a lot of money?
I'd just like to have an idea of what it's worth.
What do you think, Mark?
Well, it's a bit of an interesting one and a confusing one at the same time because you did say it's got two cylinders and it's 1.2
no,
litre.
Two-door.
Four-cylinder. That could have been me.
Yeah. Right, okay. No, well, but there's a reason for my question because a lot of people with those great utes, and I have to say they're now worth a lot of money relative to what they were, and I'll tell you how much that actually is in a moment. But interestingly enough, a lot of people actually ended up putting rotary Mazda engines in those cars, which are the 12A is actually a 1.2 litre two rotor, so it's two cylinders essentially, engine, and they put them in those cars to make them go a lot quicker because a Datsun 1200 Ute is very light, so they go very quick with a good engine in them. But that vehicle there, if it's got the standard engine in it, the 1.2 four-cylinder, and if it's all original, if it's got low kilometres, could be worth as much as 40K now.
There you go, Megan. Not bad.
Okay.
Can't be upset about that. Let's find out what Heather's got. Heather's, will you tell us, hello, Heather, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Kylie and Mark. Hello. My father-in-law has got in his garage, he's had it for many, many years, it's an EH 1964 Holden Special Station Wagon. And
ooh.
I'm just very interested, Mark, as to how much you think this would be worth.
Well, an EH, the EH is they've plateaued in value for the sedans, but of course the station wagon is quite a rare car. So a 1964 EH station wagon, if it was in great condition, original condition with original seats, the original engine, all of the things that we have to tick the boxes on, and if it's got low mileage, it could be worth as much as 45 to 48 grand.
Wow.
No, there you go. Was that a surprise for you, Heather?
Absolutely. Oh, look, thank you so much, Mark. We really treasure your expertise. It's wonderful.
Thanks, Heather.
No troubles, Heather. You have a great day now.
Malcolm's in the Northern Territory listening via the ABC Radio Hobart Listen app. Such a great thing to take away with you. Hello, Malcolm. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark and Kylie.
What have you got for us?
We have a 1970 XW Falcon 500. It's been garaged pretty much since it's been new. All original, same seat, same motor, V3.6 V6 motor. It's got 39,000 miles on it, and so the bodywork is in perfect condition. The only additions are new tyres and new radiator, etc. But it's different to all other Falcon 500s that I've seen in that it doesn't have a bench seat. It actually has four on the floor, bucket seats. And I think it might have been a special order from my dad that he got back in 1970. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sounds very unique, doesn't it, Mark?
Yeah, look, that's a rare car. A manual Falcon 500, very, very rare indeed. If the condition's great and if it's low mileage, sort of under 60,000 miles on the clock, because it won't be Ks, it'll be miles.
Pretty sure it's got 40,000 miles on the clock, hasn't it, Malcolm?
Oh, sorry. Right, OK. There you go. So, we'd have collectors that would probably pay almost $60,000 for that.
Okay.
Is that something you were expecting, Malcolm? Or is that around the mark you thought, more or less?
It's probably around the mark, probably a little bit higher than what I thought.
Oh, okay.
But I'd be interested in someone, you know, having a look at it and getting a more accurate, decision on that. But
good on you, Malcolm.
39,500 Ks.
Yeah,
thank you.
Lovely to chat. Trish is in Seven Mile Beach. Trish has got a Jaguar XJS, unsure of Ks. It's fawn in colour. Fairly good condition, 70s or 80s. Hello, Trish. Is this your car?
Yes.
And are you proud of it? Do you love it?
I haven't driven it for a long time.
Oh, okay. I'm just keen to find out what it's worth.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mark?
Is it a convertible or a hardtop?
It's a two-seater and it's a hardtop.
It's what, sorry?
Come off speaker if you can, Trish. We can't hear you properly.
Oh, it's a two-seater.
Two-seater, still not a great line. And what else? And a hard top.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a hard top coupe, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. What year is it?
Sure, I'm trying to get
it. No, it's a really bad line. I'll have to put Trish back on hold. You can just have a listen, Trish. But she's written in the message that she originally texted through. It's 1970s or 80s. It doesn't have an exact year.
Well, all cars have an exact year. And
yeah,
I'll
tell you what, Trish, yeah, that's a good point. Maybe just get back in touch with the exact year, and it's not a great line, so we might have to keep that in mind. Stuart says...
But I will say, Kylie, yeah. We love XJSs, and they have risen in value considerably, but it depends on the year and it depends on the engine spec.
Yeah,
too,
so. Of course. Yeah. Stuart says, Kylie, loving the show. Could you please ask Mark about this particular car? 1986 BMW 325e automatic four-door sedan. About 260,000 Ks on the clock.
Yeah, interesting car because for years, as you know, Kylie, everyone always thinks that cars always go down in value, and that's because they do. So when you
mostly,
buy one new
yeah.
on the showroom floor, they drop in value. They're worth 30 to 40% less when you drive them off the showroom floor, and then they carry on going down and down and down. And then we pick them all up when they're worth next to nothing, and they all go back up again.
Yeah. You've got the right job.
The BMW 325e is one of those cars because it's been worth absolutely nothing for a long, long time. But they've started to rise now. And that's only because they're so rare and because most of them have gone to the wreckers yards. But those cars now, you can pick up sort of 15 to 18 grand for those cars now, which they were worth under $1,000 not long ago.
There you go. Mick says he's got an HZ Overland Ute, original and excellent condition, VEM plates. I don't know what that means, 138,000 Ks.
Yeah, look, they're a real special thing. They're a little hard to value because there's so few of them around, and like with so many Australian vehicles, they're only of interest to people inside Australia, so they're not what we call a global car, so they don't have a global value. But a little bit hard to value on that one, but because of the rarity and if it's in excellent condition and with the low mileage, relatively low mileage, 130, that could be 70 to 80 grand, if not more, and it's rising every day. So tell the gentleman just to hang on to it because they're very rare and they're a very special thing and they're only an Australian thing, you know?
There we go. Good advice. Hang on to that one. This texter, no name, says it wants to get a rough price for a 71 ZD Fairlane K, code 351, very particular, a 9-inch diff but relatively poor paint.
Very interesting cars, those cars. They're an awesome thing to look at, and ultimately we've always said that they're a car that they're in the should category. They should have gone on to be worth a fortune, but they're not really. It's hard to say why with them because they are a pretty special looking thing, and they are a trick bit of gear, really, but not worth a huge amount, sadly. You know, 12 to 16, somewhere in that region, particularly if the paint's poor, probably more like 12. But once again, with our thoughts are with you because we think that those cars should have really taken off, but they haven't, not yet.
Okay, we're going to try and wedge in. This is a really quick one, okay? Would you be able to give us an idea what our restored British Racing Green Limited Edition 1991 MX Vibe with 120,000 Ks would be worth?
Yeah, easily, 25 grand. They're just booming on value. Again, another car that 2 years ago you picked up for $2,000, $1,000. Now they're $25. Classic example of what we do. They are.
And Peter in the Northwest, we've got one more. Can we just grab this one in here? He's got a Morris Minor 1958. Hello, Peter. Good morning. You've got to be super fast.
Good morning.
Original condition, engine runs well, still registered, yes?
Oh, absolutely, yes. All the running gear runs well, gearbox, everything. But
30 seconds until the news, so we've got to be fairly speedy.
Okay, just one question. Is it a hard top or does it have the rollback roof?
No, it's a hard top.
It's a hard
four-door.
Okay, they're rising fast, so hang on to it. It's taken a long time for them to rise, but they're on the go now. About 15 grand now, but rising. By the end of this year, they'll be worth 20.
There you go, Peter.
It was in storage for 15 years, so the body's in extremely good condition.
Isn't that great? So, yep, good condition. 15 seconds till news time. Mark Haybittle, always a very popular segment. We couldn't get through every single caller or text, but thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having us on. Awesome time.